We spoke in the previous mission about somebody who's going to be eating a meal by an Amor on Shabbat. We don't know if the Amor is taking off mice or from the food that he is serving. So the mission taught us that you have to make a condition before Shabbat that you're going to be taking off the mice from the Demai on Shabbat. And that condition would allow you to take off the mice from the Demai on Shabbat if normally you cannot take off the mice from the Demai on Shabbat. But if you made a condition on Erev Shabbat, then you would be allowed to take off the mice on Shabbat. So when you reach the half of the Amor, and he pours you a cup of wine, Oimer Mashani Asid Lushaya Beshuli Akos Hareu Meiser. Prior to drinking the wine, he should say that the little bit of wine that I'm going to leave over on the bottom of this cup should be the Meiser. Because the wine that you're leaving over on the bottom is actually the Trumas Meiser, the 1/100th, which is to be given to the Kohen. He's not allowed to drink it himself, so he has to leave that over on the bottom of the coat. But he's not yet making the Trumas Meiser. At first he has to make it Meiser Rishon, and only after that can he make it Trumas Meiser. But that's not enough for the Meiser Rishon, as Meiser Rishon is not 1/100th, instead of 10%. So therefore he has to say, Ushar Meiser Samachlo, the rest of the Meiser should be next to the Trumas Meiser. Just the rest of the Meiser is allowed to drink, as Meiser Rishon is mutter to be drunk by somebody who's not a Kohen. As opposed to the Trumas Meiser can only be drunk by the Kohen, so that part he has to leave over on the bottom of the cup. Siti Meiser Asui Trumas Meiser Alok. The little bit that I'm leaving over on the bottom of the coast, which I made Meiser, after it becomes Meiser, it should become Trumas Meiser for the rest of the Meiser. But first, he has to call it Meiser, he has to make it Meiser Rishon, and after he makes the Meiser Rishon along with the other 9%, then he can make it Trumas Meiser, which will eventually be given to the coin. Meiser Sheni Befiv Umacholo Amos. And then he says that the Meiser Sheni from this wine should be at the top of the wine and should be immediately redeemed onto money. So once he redeems it, he's allowed to drink the Meiser Sheni since it's redeemed onto money. So he could drink the entire coast with the exception of the little bit that he leaves over, which will be Trumas Meiser. And it's not just when he drinks wine that he has to say that it's taken off the Meiser prior to drinking it. So too, any food that he eats, he has to say that it's taken off the Meiser prior to eating the food, and then he would leave over a little bit of the food for the Trumas Meiser. Before him asks a question, when he says that the wine that he's going to leave over will be Trumas Meiser, at what point is that wine becoming Trumas Meiser? Is it becoming Trumas Meiser right now before he drinks the coat? And if that's the case, then how is he allowed to drink the coat? And since the Trumas Meiser on the bottom of this coat and it's getting mixed in with the rest of the wine, that would not allow him to drink the yayin at all, since it's Trumas Meiser mixed in with his wine. Or maybe when he says it should be Trumas Meiser, he means that it should be Trumas Meiser after he drinks the coat. But that's just as problematic. And since it's not yet Trumas Meiser until after he drinks the coat, so the wine in the coat is tevel, it's not allowed to drink it. So the Mefarshim answer that it's making the wine Truma right now, but only after he drinks it. Meaning to say that even though the wine on the bottom of the coast is Truma right now, but only the wine that is going to be left over will be Truma. No other wine will be Truma. And that would work with as far as Brera. Brera will tell us that even though he's making a Truma right now, only the wine that's left over at the end will be Truma. And that way, that would allow him to drink the wine right now, and what's left over, that was the Truma that he made in the first place. A pile, somebody who is working for a Baal Bayit, as part of the condition of his work, he is served food by the Baal Bayit. But the Baal Bayit is an Amaharit. And the worker doesn't trust the Baal Bayit, he doesn't know if the Baal Bayit will take off mice from the food that he's being served. So what should he do that would allow him to eat the food that he is served? He should take one fig. If the Baal Bayit is serving him fig, he should take one fig. That fig will eventually be Trumas Meiser. First, he has to make that fig Meiser Rishon. V'aymer zu b'teisha habos acharel asuyus Meiser al teishim shani yechol. He said, this fig that I am taking, together with another 9 figs that I will take afterward, should be Meiser Rishon for the next 90 figs that I will eat. As Meiser Rishon is 10%, so altogether 10 figs will be Meiser Rishon. Zu asuyus Trumas Meiser alem. This one fig that I am taking should be Trumas Meiser for the 9 figs that I will take afterwards, as the Trumas Meiser is 10% of the Meiser Rishon. So 10 figs is Meiser Rishon, and 1 fig is Trumas Meiser. And he can't eat the fig that he is making Trumas Meiser. That fig will have to be given to the Kohen. Umaiser Shani Bacharina Umachulo Almo. The last 10 figs that I will eat should be the Maiser Shani, and I'm redeeming it onto money. And since it's redeeming it onto money, that would allow him to eat the figs that are Maiser Shani. So he can eat all the figs with the exception of the one fig that he's making Trumas Maiser, then has to be given to the Kohen. And he has to eat one less fig than he would normally eat. And since he's taking one fig and giving it to the Kohen, and that fig is not his to give it to the Kohen, and the Baal Bayis is not giving him food to give it to the Kohen, it's giving him food to eat himself. But the Baal Bayis might claim that he took off Maiser from the food, just is not allowed to believe the Baal Bayis. And since the Baal Bayis is not giving him the food to take off Trumas Maiser and give it to the Kohen, he has to eat one less fig than normal, and that would allow him to give one fig to the Kohen. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel Omer lo yachso mivnei shehu mamayim melachto shel Baal Bayis. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel said, it wouldn't be right for him to eat one less fig than normal. And that way he might not have the energy to do the work he has to do. So instead, he should buy a fig from his own money, and he's eating the full amount that he normally eats, and that will give him the energy to do the work he has to do. And even though he has to eat one less fig from the figs that the Baal Bayis is serving him, he should go ahead and spend his own money to buy an extra fig. Rabbi Yossi Omer lo yachso mipnei shehu tnai bezek. Rabbi Yossi says he doesn't have to eat one less fig at all. He can eat the normal amount of fig that he normally eats, and this is a tnai bezek, a condition of bezek, that bezek allows a worker to take off from his maaser, from the food he's being served, and give it to the kohen. And since it's a tnai bezek, he can eat the full amount he normally eats. He doesn't have to spend his own money to buy an extra fig.